Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Maaseh Daf Mem, and we are starting about the sixth line with the quote from the Mishnah Ezer Chayiv and Vilna Tzuras Daf. It's on Chav Beis Amud Aleph, about a third of the way into the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Mirim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe Harnish Shama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah had said that if someone uprooted lefes or tznoynos, turnip or radish, and he's replanting in his own garden, he has to take off Maaseh before he replants it. Now we clarify this on Rav Mana. Rav Mana says Loshanu El Ezera. This is only if he's replanting it because he wants it to grow, become hard, and use that seed. Haloichal Potter. But if he's replanting it to eat it, meaning where it's growing right now, it's small, and he's going to be putting it in a different area, and it's going to grow bigger, and he'll eat it then, so it's pater, because not yet had gemar melacha. However, Rav Chiya says, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanya, there's actually no difference, bein lezara, bein loichal, whether he's replanting it for its seed, or even to eat it, chayv, it's still chayv, b'nei shu garnon, because this is considered its gairon, it's considered its gemar melacha now. Why is that? So from Rav Chanina, he explains, b'nei shu machnison min ha-sheni la'ani, min ha-ani la-sheni. That's because he's taking it from Maaser Sheni to Ani, or from Maaser Ani to Sheni, referring to where he's holding in the second year of Shemitah, and produces chayv in Maaser Sheni. And now that he's replanting it, he's going to be picking it in the third year, where it's going to be chayv in Maaser Ani, or he's picking it in the third year, where it's chayv in Maaser Ani, and replanting it to be picked in the fourth year, where it's going to be chayv in Maaser Sheni. And that's why he has to separate Maaser before he replants it, because if he's not going to do that, he's being mafkiat midei Maaseres. He's not going to be giving Maaser Sheni, or not going to be giving Maaser Ani. And that's the reason for Rabbi Yochanan's din. And we continue, Bitzom Sheshrishu V'chulu. The Mishnah had said that if onions took root in his attic, he put a whole bunch of onions in his attic to store them, and there was a little bit of dirt on the floor, and they took root in that dirt, so they're tahar milatame. Namely, they're considered planted in as much if something tame touches them, they're not tame because they're considered mechubar lekarka, they're attached to the ground. In regards to maestros, they're not considered planted, but in regards to toma, they are. Now we have something similar. Rabbi Yochanan says, B'shem Rabbi Yanai, Arei Mishal Betzalim Sheshrisha, if he has a whole pile of onions that took root, he took these whole bunch of onions and he was timing them, he put them in the ground just to store them, and they took root there. Shetailish Mehen B'Shabbos, if he detached one of these onions on Shabbos, Potter, he's Potter. He doesn't have to bring a carbon chatos. Why is that? Shein writes about Shoshasan. He didn't want them to take root. When he buried them in the ground, he wasn't planting them. He was just storing them. It's nice and cool in the ground. It's protected. That's where they used to store things. And he never intended for them to take root. And therefore, him pulling them out of the ground is not going to be mechayv machatos. However, it is usser. Namely, we would say it's Potter aval usser. And that's just like our Mishnah in regards to Toma. However, Memo based on top, Armali Rishim and Lakish, Rishim Lakish told Rabbi Yechanon, my ichbala Shabbos gabi taharas. That's a proper girsa. What are you comparing Shabbos to Taharas? Didn't we learn the following in a Mishnah, Mesechas Kalayim? This is referring to somebody who took produce and buried it underneath the grapevine, which technically would be an Isser Kalayim. But over here in the Mishnah, we're talking about where he was timing them. He did this just for storage. And El, what does Mishnah tell us? There's no issue of Kalayim over here. It's not like there's different meaning growing together. And there's no issue of Shemitah. If this grows on Shemitah, there's no problem with Svichim. And there's no issue of Maestris. It's not considered like it's planted. Then now that he takes it out of the ground, it's Chayv and Maaser. And Venital and B'Shabbos. It's allowed to be taken out of the ground on Shabbos, and this is even L'chatchila. So his din of Shabbos is totally different than din of Taharis. You can't compare one to the other, says Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Now on this, Amar Reb Zeir L'Rabbavo, Reb Zeir told Rabbavo, Chami Ma Amar, see, meaning pay attention to what Rish Lakish said. Loi Amar Ella Ma Ichbala Shabbos Gabi Taharis. He only said that there's no comparison between Shabbos and Taharis. That's Mashma Hashvias Ichbala, that there is a comparison to Shemitah. She'im Ha'i writes about Shoshasan, that if you wanted them to take root, Shein Asurin, they'd be Asur Mishum Svichin, and Vim Lav, if not, Mutar Mishum Svichin, they'd be Mutar because of Svichin. Now that's Mashma, the Lechatchila, it would be Asur to be timing these things on Shemitah, even though his intention is not for them to take root, he just wants to store them, it's still Mashma that it's Asur to be timing them on Shemitah. But we know that that's not true, we know it's not a problem. And that's what the Gemara says, Amar Rav Miyasha L'Rav Ze'era, Rav Miyasha told Rav Ze'era, there's no problem, Vidahi Deruba, there's actually a bigger Chiddush than this, namely from the fact that we see that these things that were buried in the ground just for storage are allowed to Lechatchila be taken out on Shabbos, even though they took root. And that's talking about Nisr Skila, but still, there's no problem. He's allowed to take it out of the ground on Shabbos. It's not like he's detaching someone from the ground or he's picking produce. So for sure, he's allowed to be timing them and put them into the ground on Shemitah itself. Again, as long as his intention is not to plant them and there's no Shemitah issues. Ilu Tana Batzal Yechidi, Yos. If it would have taught this with one onion, then you'd be correct, because one onion would look like it's planted. But since we're talking about a whole bunch of onions, they're obviously not being planted. They were just put in the ground for storage, and therefore, there's no issue. Now, going back to the dinner of our Mishnah, we have a qualification. Hishrishu bekupa harehin bechazkasan lemaisris ulashvias. If these onions weren't put on the floor of the attic, rather they were in a box and they took root over there. So then they're considered in their chazaka in regards to maisris and shvias and vimhayu tmein loy alumide tumasan. If they were tame, they're not taken out of their din of tuma. That's because when they're in the box, they're not considered planted in the ground, even if there's a little bit of dirt there and maybe they took root. Therefore, if they were ready maisered, they doesn't have to take maaser off of them again when he pulls them out. And if it's shmita, it's not considered like they're growing on shmita. And if they were tame, they don't lose their din of tuma because they're not considered planted in the ground. Mem alpha on top, we continue with this, Hishrishu Balia, if they took root in the attic, Harayin Bechaskasan, Lamaisus, Ulashvias, they're in their Chazaka for Maisus and Shvias, Ve'imahayu Tumein, Olamitumasan, and if they were Tame, they do leave their state of Tumma. So we ask, how does this make sense? Bechaskasan, Va'atam or Alu? At first you said that they're in their Chazaka for Maisus and Shmita, meaning they're not considered planted in the ground, and when you pull them out, they're not Chavin Meister, and there's no issues of Shmita. But then you said that they're Alu Mitumasan, that if they were Tame, now they lose their status of Tumma because they're considered planted, or if something Tame touches them, they're not going to become Tame. That's contradictory. They're either considered planted or they're not. So basically, the answer is Shem Rabla, HaTayr Ribs HaBatahar Zrayim. When it comes to the Tahara status of Zrayim, of things that are planted, the Torah was Marba, it increased with a lot of words, and we learn the Heter from there. Mahatama, what's the source, meaning where's this Pasuk? So the Pasuk tells us, V'chibol Menavasim Al Kol Zara Zerua Asheri Zareya Tahar Hu. If they're Nevela, meaning if a dead Sheretz falls on any planted seed which is planted, it's Tahar. And we see from here that there's so many words, Zera, that tells us that even something which is only partially planted in the ground in regards to Toma is considered 100% planted, even though it's not in regards to Meiser. And lastly, in regards to Shabbos, Tani, we have a Brisa that tells us, Lo Yitloish, L'chatchila, he should not detach this thing which is in the ground, even though he didn't intend to plant it there. Since it took root, he shouldn't detach it. Avar V'talash, what about if he was Ivar and he detached it? Is he Chayiv or not? So is Tanai Tani Chayiv? There are those that teach that he's Chayiv. And is Tanai Tani Mutter? There are those that teach that it's 100% Mutter to detach it L'chatchila. And this seems like a big dichotomy, and that's what the Gemara asks. Manda Amar, Asur Matir. Manda Amar, Chayiv Pater, Nicha. It would be good either to say Asur Mutter or to say Chayiv Pater. Either say that it's Asur L'chatchila to pull it out of the ground, but if a person did so, he's not Chayiv. That would be one opinion. Another opinion would be more Makel saying that it's Mutter L'chatchila to pull out of the ground, or say that L'chatchila one's not allowed to pull out of the ground, and if he did, he's Chayiv for doing so. And the other opinion is that it's Asur L'chatchila, but if he pulls out of the ground, he's not Chayiv. But what we had said is the extreme, that one opinion holds, you're not allowed to pull out of the ground, and if you did, you're Chayiv, and the other opinion holds, that L'chatchila, it's Mutter to pull it out of the ground. Where do we see such an extreme of opinions? And the answer is, and here's the proper girsa, Loitzur Chadala. Really what we're saying here is Chayiv Pater. Namely, the Rabbi Yechanan holds, it's two different Manda Amrim. One Manda Amr holds that you're not allowed to pull out of the ground on Shabbos, and if you do, you're Chayiv. And the other Manda Amr holds that you're not allowed to pull out of the ground, but if you did, you're Pater. Or Zib Shimon Lakish Amr, Rish Lakish holds, and here's the proper girsa, Asur Mutter, that the Machalikas is the other way. One Manda Amr holds, you're not allowed to pull out of the ground, but if you did, you're Pater. And the other Manda Amr holds, that L'chatchila, you are allowed to pull out of the ground. And these two extreme opinions that we mentioned before are really attributed one to Rabbi Yochanan and one to Reish Lakish. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.